we should just start and stop when we have to.
Okay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Not bad. Are you feeling better? You were sick.
I was very sick.
Yeah.
I was, you know, wanting to die. Pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yes, now I'm starting to feel better.
And you have a voice again.
Yes. Kind of. Yes. I no longer sound like Deborah Winger.
Okay. I'll take that as a good sign then.
Or Kathleen Turner.
There you go.
Yes, things are getting better.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that you're recovering.
Things are staying inside.
Ew.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's much nicer when they stay inside for a little while at least.
Yes, it's amazing how much liquid the human body can hold, isn't it?
Isn't it? And it's amazing when it all wants out at the exact same time through any possible opening.
Are you sitting on the toilet with your head in the sink?
In a trash can.
Jesus.
And then I just squatted in the shower. Because it was just easier to just wash it all down.
Oh, God.
It was bad. It was bad.
Oh,
it's bad. I'm still sore. You know, the muscles around my abdomen are really sore from having to wrench so much. And it was like clockwork. It was like hourly. So that was good.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
It is gross.
Oh, did you have to miss work? Did you call in?
Well, I had, I stopped throwing up long enough to go in for a few hours Friday to do what I absolutely had to do, and then I went home and I slept through Saturday.
Oh, nice. There you go.
So, yeah. Oh. Yep. But that's over. For now.
For now.
Yes.
You gotta watch what you eat.
You do. And I'm kind of getting to that point where if I'm not touching the food myself, I'm not gonna eat it.
Oh. You gonna go vegetarian? You're gonna just
no, I'm not going to go. I could not go vegetarian. I like the meat. I like the meat.
Yeah, that's what she said. So, well, you know, it's going to be hard for you. Like, what are you going to do when I come down there in a couple of weeks? Are we not going to, like, go out to eat because you're afraid of, like...
Well, we'll just go to good places, you know.
Haji, I'll make touching sure they the have... food?
Well, I don't want Haji touching my food. That's the problem, I think.
Okay.
You know, we'll have to go to decent places for a change instead of the usual places we go to.
We don't go anywhere like dodgy.
No, and no food that comes in a log. just warning you right now.
So I guess we're not going to eat at the comic book convention this year because... Last year the
$17 single size pizza from who was it from? Was it Papa John's? I don't know. It was nasty.
It was either Papa John's or one of those. It's not going to be Sparrow's because they just
Went out of business.
They
so
just went out of business, so they won't be there.
So that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Great economy. Way to go. When the $3 pizza is no longer affordable, there's a problem.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we shall do.
Well, everything's within walking distance, so it'll be all right.
That's true. That's true. On our way to Mordor, we could stop at Houlihan's again.
The 3-mile harass, trek?
Yes. Harass some hobbits on the way. I think we take one of the pedicabs.
There you go. We could do that.
And maybe we find, like, the fattest person around to ride with us. and like the skinniest little girl to drive us. I mean, we'll give her a good tip, but we'll really make her work for it.
Okay. We can do that. I've got no problem with that.
That'd be fun. Yes.
So, okay, so where are we at? In 2 weeks, I'll be down there for MegaCon.
That's right.
And hopefully it'll be just as much fun as it was last year. Maybe even funner.
It's funner. It's going to be more fun because I think we should harass some Homestuck trolls and make them tell us what the fuck that's all about.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. We're going to figure out what the fucking Homestuck trolls are this year.
Oh, we should go in costume this year.
No.
No, we should go as like Academy Award nominated films. Come on. Come on.
Okay. Who are you going to be?
I'll be George Clooney in the second half of Gravity. You thought I was going to say 12 Years a Slave, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Because I was.
I was expecting you to say that you would be Captain Phillips and I'd be the little black dude who takes over the ship. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'm not quite that thin, though.
No? I could go as Elsa, and you could be one of the little trolls.
No.
No? All right.
Although, I'd really like to see you in an Elsa outfit.
Would you? I look good.
Yeah.
Okay. I look good with white hair.
Singing Let It Go?
Let It Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. I want to hear Meatloaf sing Let It Go.
Why?
I don't know. I just picture Meatloaf singing it.
Okay. You know, I'm sitting here looking on the MegaCon website.
Yes, who's dropped out now?
Well, nobody, but they've added somebody.
Yeah.
George Lowe. Bio is like 4 paragraphs long. And I don't see anything in it that actually has something that he's done. It looks like he's a radio personality from Tampa Radio. Why the fuck would they bring this guy? He did a stint doing promos at TBS, TNT, and Turner Home Entertainment.
Apparently he's a voice actor for the FX show The League.
Oh, okay, there it is. What the fuck is The League?
I don't know. He looks like a douche. I think anybody who doesn't talk to us this year is a douche, and we call them out on it. That's right. No holds barred.
Sure.
Stan Lee, are you listening?
There's no way we're getting near Stan Lee.
You sure?
Yeah. We're not getting near any of the Walking Dead cast. We're not getting near... I'd like to talk to the Torchwood cast, but we're not. We'll see if that happens. We're not getting near Carl Urban. We're not getting near Ron Perlman.
Well, then why the hell are we going? It's gonna suck.
To talk to the Homestuck trolls.
Oh, big deal.
Maybe we'll get Peter Mayhew or John Heder.
Oh, that'd be good.
You know, one of these guys is just gonna be sitting there like Lou Ferrigno.
By himself,
making change, and I
with one of those little coin belts that the old timey bus drivers used to have.
There you go.
Got $17. You get 3 back. 18, 19, 20. Thank you.
You know that there's a good shot that we're going to be sitting there, and Richard Hatch is going to be sitting there looking all sad, and we can go up and be like, "Hey,
Richard Hatch."
Huh?
I talked to Richard Hatch and Anne Lockhart and Dirk Benedict. I grew up on that version of Battlestar.
Well, so did I. And Richard Hatch was in the new version of Battlestar.
Yeah. I'd ask him if Daggett was a bitch to work with.
Oh, John.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe John Heder. We could talk about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at his career.
I know.
Napoleon Dynamite, Blades of Glory, MegaCon.
We can always talk to Arn Star. There's never anybody at his table.
Yeah, well, do we have to? Mommy, I don't want to talk to him.
Talk to Roxy the Rancor.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
We're going to talk to lots of cosplayers this year, I think.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the way to go.
Okay.
We'll hit up some of the stars, but...
You know, some of the stars?
Some.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe some of the comic book artists.
Okay.
Because you never hear from those people.
Well, they don't have to talk too much, so, you know, that'll be good.
I'd like to talk to George Perez. I think that'd be interesting.
Okay.
Talk to that wonderful artist, Mark Meckes. He'll be there.
Good. I do have an in with the Geeks of Comedy.
Do you?
Yeah. So, just saying, there's possibility there.
I'm very upset. I got to tell you, I'm very upset that the midgets aren't back.
The midget wrestlers?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Where are the Geeks of Comedy on here? I don't see them.
They're on the schedule page.
Oh, okay. I don't even know where that is now. Is that under guest info? Where the hell is it?
Yeah, it's that's under MegaCon 2014 schedule of events.
Oh, okay.
And about halfway down the page, after 80s Tunes Gone Wild.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I know the Klingon clown very well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah, I think we can parlay that weekend into something fun.
Yeah. Oh, see, they got John Barrowman schlepping himself for a Q&A on Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's see how much a ticket is. This should be good.
Look, $150.
Why won't you go down, you piece of shit?
That's what she said.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. It's just you click on the website. Oh, meet John in Orlando. $316.
Oh. Well, unless you're on Grindr, and then you could probably meet him for...
John is attending MegaCon 2014 in Orlando in March and will be hosting an exclusive meet and greet for 100 fans at the wonderful Rosen Center Hotel. So 100 fans, we're less than 2 weeks out?
Yeah.
There's 65 tickets left out of 100.
Well, maybe we can get a freebie.
For $316, I'm shocked there's even that many. Oh, look, you can buy his velvet jacket for $4,100.
I'm going to pass.
Why is he whoring himself out so much?
I think it's for his charity.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I can get behind charity, so. All right. Well. Let's see what else I got. Oh, well. There's a costume contest. You think that stupid sci-fi show will be there again this year?
No.
No?
No. They're doing the dating thing again, though.
Oh. Let's see. Okay. Here's the panels that's going on. There's an anime panel. There's a belly dancing panel. We could go to that.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, is it because there are fat girls who are into geeky guys, so they put belly dancing into it?
There's not only belly dancing, but there's tribal belly dancing.
I've seen both. The tribal belly dancers are frightening. to say the least.
Okay, the Battlestar group's having a panel. Everything John Barrowman. Join a Q&A with John and ask him about Torchwood, Arrow, his acting career, and his music. Hi, I'm Chris. I'd like to know why you wouldn't fucking do an interview with us. Thank you. Speed dating. We talked about going to speed dating last year, but we never did it.
No, because you had to sign a
non-disclosure?
Not a non-disclosure. What's it called? An image release?
Oh.
Because they were filming it for a documentary.
Oh. There's a panel on Harley Quinn.
Ooh, that'd be exciting.
There's a zombie walk. Apparently through the building. Not outside, through the building.
Well, that's popular.
There's an Adams Family panel. Neil Adams and his family talk about...
Oh, no, here's what we have to go to. What day is this? On Saturday, room 330, 11:30 to 1 p.m., Voice Actors Gone Wild. Jim Cummings, Jennifer Hale, Quentin Flynn, Rich Horowitz, Phil Lamar, and Rob Paulson read a portion of the script for Ghostbusters in the voices of their own creations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to go do that.
Yeah, that could be fun.
We're allowed to videotape that stuff, right?
As long as you're not...
otherwise?
Yeah.
Wait, Lloyd Kaufman's coming back? He's not on the list anywhere, but make your own damn movie with Lloyd Kaufman.
Well, maybe that's all he's doing.
Maybe. Fangasm is having a... is having a panel.
Yeah, the one guy.
Yeah. Oh, there's a movie trailers thing.
With Arnie Starr, your buddy.
Geeks of Comedy. Eliza Dushku.
Dushku.
Yeah, there's stuff that we can do. Oh, we can meet Carl Urban.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
1 to 150. This is so fucked up. Does Mark have a panel this year? Apparently not.
I have not seen anything of him.
He had one last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
That acting for artists.
For artists, yes.
Yeah.
He's very talented, that guy.
He is.
You should check it out.
Sure. Ooh, there's a live I Sell Comics podcast with Ming Chen and Mike Zapsik from Comic Book Men. Well, there you go.
I would just want to ask them if they were really going to fucking charge Nichelle Nichols for finding her Mego toy.
Do you really think that that was the idea?
No, but I just think it was so convoluted that why bother? It's like you couldn't find anything else to take out of that episode that you're going to try to like sell her a toy.
Well,
and then have her stare at you like, what?
Here's what I think. I think they reach out to a shitload of people.
And see who bites.
And see who bites, and they're like, okay, I'll be in New York. You know, Red Bank is only like an hour outside of New York. We'll drive you down. You can come into the store for a couple hours. We can shoot, and we'll come up with some weird story line. And then Nichelle Nichols is like, well, sure, I'll be on TV. Has no clue what it is.
Or do you think it's Kevin who meets her at some con and goes, hey...
I don't think he's got that much pull. Store.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think Nichelle Nichols knows who Kevin Smith is?
No. Well, you know what? She goes to a lot of cons. I could possibly see she's aware of who he is and might want an acting job in the future.
Oh, what, in Clerks 3?
Red State 4?
Tusk 2? Hell in a Ham Basket, whatever the hell that next thing he's doing is called.
It could happen.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's, it's kind of like they've had Dean Cain on this year.
who they made serve cake.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And then gave him a gift certificate to the Sash.
Yes,
that's crap.
See, I think it's one of those things. It's like he's got something to promote, so his production company reaches out, and their production companies. I don't know. Doesn't he have a show like a Finding Bigfoot show on or something?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how looking forward to it I was.
So it's like swapping publicity back and forth, because as much as I like the guys from Tell 'Em Steve Dave, the podcast that the show is based on,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure they can carry a show by themselves, because the last couple seasons has been kind of eh.
Mm.
And this year they're trying to get as many guest stars as they can, and it's like, eh, whatever. Like when Lou Ferrigno was training Brian,
right?
You know, yeah, it's just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think there's anything there besides, hey, you want to be on TV again?
No?
Because look, it's almost a who's who of who goes to MegaCon, right? So you had Lou Ferrigno, and you had Dean Cain, who was there last year. You have Nichelle Nichols, who's shown up to MegaCon. Like, the comic book men are going to MegaCon this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what happened. Maybe they sent these guys out to Mega or to the conventions last year, and they met Nichelle Nichols somewhere and said, "Hey, you should be on the show."
You think so?
Possibly, because they go to a lot of cons.
Yeah.
And if, you know, they're up somewhere eating dinner and she just happens to roll in, "Hey, you're Nichelle Nichols. Come over here."
Look over at the next car and in and out, and there she is with a burger.
Sure.
What's up, baby?
Hey, you want to kiss the fat guy on the show?
You want some ketchup with those fries? I got a shake.
Yeah, gross.
I'd love to hear that negotiation. Now, so which one do I get to kiss? You think they showed pictures of all of them and that's the one she picked?
No, I think that was more of a spur of the moment thing.
Think so?
Yeah.
She is a very nice lady.
I think it was
very nice lady.
I think it was the storyline is going to be that he gifts it to you, and at the very last minute he was like for a kiss to see what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had said no, they could have just cut it out.
Yeah.
But because she is who she was like, sure, why not?
Right. Good for her.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure, I'm not going to take anything away from her. She's, you know.
She's a classy lady. I've met her several times.
You are just the pillar of celebrity, John.
Hey, meet them all. Meet them all.
And yet you're still doing this podcast.
Out of my loyalty to you, my friend, I would never leave you in the lurch.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
never,
that.
Never, never, never. I will broadcast from my mansion, of which I will never disclose the location of to you.
Nice.
But I will still do the podcast.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. So did you watch any TV on Sunday night this past week?
I watched The Walking Dead.
Oh, you didn't watch the reboot of Cosmos?
I taped it.
Ah.
I taped it because Neil deGrasse Tyson is a hero of mine. And
yes,
I,
he is.
And see, it's this weird thing. It's like I put all this time into The Walking Dead, so I feel like that's the one that I have to watch live.
Okay.
And then Cosmos is something that I can tape and then enjoy later on.
Okay. So I was listening to an interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson last weekend on NPR.
Yeah.
Did you know that Neil deGrasse Tyson was almost a male stripper?
No, I knew he was a wrestler, and he was on like the rowing team or something in college.
He was, and he is a world champion Latin dancer.
And probably one of the most brilliant astrophysicists of our time.
And he did shitty in school.
Yeah, see? It's all fucking possible.
It is. It is. It was very interesting. And some of the things you talked about were kind of accidental discoveries,
Okay.
like when you're trying to develop something, say for NASA, because NASA's had a ton of technology spinoffs,
Right. Like
in which
Velcro, WD-40,
yes,
Tang,
definitely.
yeah, all that stuff.
Well, and however, contrary to common belief, NASA did not invent Tang, Velcro, or even Teflon.
No?
No.
Who did?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
But what does matter is the kind of stuff that they did create.
Like what?
Well, like LEDs.
Okay.
Because of initial experiments using LEDs or light-emitting diodes, remember that, it's going to be on the quiz. A space shuttle plant growth experiment, this led to the use of LEDs in medical therapies, such as used to treat tumors.
Oh, nice.
And you know, when you go to the doctor and instead of sticking a thermometer up your ass, they just like stick that little thing in your ear for like 10 seconds.
Right.
NASA.
NASA.
Yep, NASA.
Yeah, one of the most brilliant things I've ever listened to
But you
is
know,
what?
but do you know why they developed that thermometer? I mean, they weren't developing an in-ear thermometer.
No? What were they
No,
developing?
it was a device that measured the thermal radiation emitted by stars and planets.
Oh, see?
And see, it's just this little, hey, I can use this for this $9.99 tool that we can sell to people at CVS.
It's for the betterment of mankind.
It's for the betterment of mankind.
And isn't it such a shame that they've cut NASA's budget?
It's horrible. It's horrible because who knows what they could be working on now.
One of the things that I always listen to is there's a thing on YouTube where it's a bunch of Neil deGrasse Tyson speeches kind of like spliced together, and it's called We've Stopped Dreaming, and it's his take on NASA and the budget. And his thing is like NASA's budget was 3/10 of a tax dollar. So if you were to slice a razor into the edge of a dollar bill, you wouldn't even hit the ink before you reach the 3%. And he was like, so just give them a quarter, just give them 10 cents, just give them something, because those are where all those discoveries come from. And that's how we've cell phones and all this other stuff have come from the research that NASA's done. Because think of how far technology has come since the space race started. They went
Oh,
to
huge leaps and
the
bounds.
moon on a computer that's got less processing power than a digital watch. Your iPhone has more processing power and more internal storage and memory and all that kind of stuff than the entire Apollo space program.
That amazing?
And you carry it around in your pocket.
Whereas the computers for the Apollo space program took up, you know, a small warehouse.
Yeah, they were the size of rooms.
Yep.
And they sent
Incredible.
people to the moon and back, if you believe in that kind of thing. I know
Well, some
there's
people do.
people out there who don't think that we went to the moon, but silly fucking people.
Exactly. Well, you know that if your daughter had crooked teeth, she could thank NASA because invisible braces came out of the space program.
Really?
It is actually a translucent polycrystalline alumina, a ceramic device, a ceramic composition that is used as protection for infrared antennas on heat-seeking missile trackers.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's kind of interesting that it had such a military aerospace angle, and now it's keeping, you know, pimply teenagers from having overbites.
Hey, something's got to help those kids.
Exactly. That scratch-resistant coating on your Foster grants? Thanks, NASA.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was specifically designed to protect space equipment from getting scratched in space. Because there's nothing that pisses you off more than you're flying through space and somebody else's satellite dings you in the parking lot and scratches the finish. Like, damn it. And they don't even leave a note.
Oh, they never do.
It's horrible. Or they leave a note that says, somebody's watching me, so they think I'm leaving you a note, but I'm not. Ah.
Nice.
Love the Soviet Union.
Yeah, well.
Something commonly found in first aid kits, the space blanket.
Oh, okay.
You know the space blanket? Those really thin...
Yeah, they're like aluminum blankets.
Yeah. Developed in 1964.
They keep the heat in.
They do.
They keep you warm when you're in shock.
Yep. NASA has had its influence on highway safety. If you ever notice on some highways, they are cutting grooves in the concrete to increase traction, especially on roadways that are prone to getting very wet and slick. And that was actually developed to keep planes from skidding off the runway.
Oh.
See?
Science.
Isn't it? Science rocks.
Science is the coolest thing ever.
It is.
Unless it's being used as demon's work.
Tempur foam. They have a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Oh, you can there you go.
Thank the space program. And you know why?
Why?
It was the result of a program designed to develop a padding concept to improve crash protection for airline passengers.
And now they're selling it for like $5,000 a mattress.
Exactly. That's awesome. But they use it in everything from mattresses, pillows, sports equipment, amusement park rides, horseback saddles, archery targets, animal prosthetics. You nice. Name it. It's probably got Tempur foam in it.
Nice.
And it keeps you cool, like the backside of a pillow.
Oh, okay.
Or Billy Dee Williams. Because there ain't nothing cooler than Billy Dee Williams.
Nope.
Enriched baby food came out of the space program.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They were doing NASA-sponsored research on bread mold as a recycling agent for long-duration space travel. And that product can now be found in about 90% of infant formula sold in the U.S. Much better than that crap they sell from China that kills people. I think one of the most important things that came out of NASA.
Well, yeah. What?
The cordless vacuum.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, NASA required a portable self-contained drill that could also extract core samples from below the unit's surface. So Black and Decker got the contract, and we got a dustbuster.
Nice.
See? I think it's amazing. Things that you take for granted, you don't even know about it. And to answer your earlier questions, Tang was developed by General Foods in 1957, and it was actually used in the first orbit missions, but it was not created by NASA.
Oh, okay.
Teflon was created by DuPont back in 1938, and NASA applies it to heat shields, spacesuits, and cargo hold liners.
Nice.
And Velcro was created in Switzerland in the 1940s.
Oh.
But again, they did use it on the Apollo missions to anchor equipment in zero gravity situations because you don't want your wrenches flying around.
Right.
So,
that would be Velcro. Bad.
Velcro. Is that incredible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they've put things in place where like astronauts in the International Space Station drink their own urine and drink other people's urine.
That's tasty.
It is.
You know, you want a little lemonade?
They figured out how to recycle wastewater so that it could be drinkable again.
See, there is a future for us if you can afford it.
Did you know that they don't do laundry on the International Space Station? They
No, I they, would
literally jettison their dirty clothes into Earth orbit so it burns up on reentry?
Well, I could imagine what their underwear looks like after liftoff, so that's probably a really good idea.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, they don't have the water to waste, so they just bring up extra clothes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do they get allowance?
I don't know.
You know, are you allowed, like, one pair of undies a day and a pair of socks, or... You know, what if it's a really busy day and you want to change out and get fresh?
I bet you that they're probably in the same uniform for a couple days.
Mm. And that's a recycling refilter system.
Yes. I mean, they don't have the water to shower every day. So you're kind of up there.
Just use a couple of wet wipes under the arm and hope you smell all right.
Probably.
No garlic.
Well, everything that they eat gets squeezed out of a tube anyway. They had there's a website called Tested, and it's run by the two guys that basically are the Mythbusters. And they sent the two guys that run the site to the NASA like food prep place.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried all the different stuff. And one of the things that they did was they figured out what the astronauts had. This is when Chris Hadfield, I think that's his name, Hadfield, the astronaut that did the music video in space. When he was up there and they had him make a spicy burrito, and he was like, yeah, this is great, except we wouldn't take this much time to eat. They don't put that much time in putting things together.
So would they just slurp it down?
Pretty much. They heat it up, and it's even worse than, like, MREs. They're just, it's whatever it is in, like, a tube, and they put it in the warmer, and it warms it up, and they take it out and just kind of rip the end off of it and eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't put a lot of stuff together because they don't want crumbs just floating around.
That would make sense.
So a lot of the stuff is compact and, like, not in paste form, but, like, easily like squeezed through a tube.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
It's very cool. Space program's where it's at.
It is.
Don't let anybody tell you differently.
More kids should join the space program.
More kids need to get involved with science.
That too.
Because that's where all this stuff comes from.
Yep.
You got to have the scientists in order to make all this stuff. And Neil deGrasse Tyson is the perfect example of somebody who can go as far as they can in their field and become the top.
That's right.
Because he's awesome.
He's incredible. What a guy.
I don't encourage people to listen to other podcasts besides us. But
you make an exception.
If you're going to, you need to listen to Star Talk Radio, because that's his weekly radio show out of New York, and they discuss everything.
Hmm.
And he gets a lot of famous people to sit in and ask questions, and he's got an answer. He knows everything, so you should listen to him.
It's pretty amazing.
I say Neil deGrasse Tyson for president.
You think?
That's what you need.
That'd be a bad idea.
Why would that be a bad idea?
Well, just because he's a scientist doesn't mean he can handle the politics part of it.
What if we split it up so that he runs the country, and then there's another guy that deals with all the other stupid politics crap, deals with Russia and deals with the idiot over in South Korea or North Korea.
I don't know.
The Korean dude.
The Korean god. Big head. Dennis Rodman's buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, since we're going to be at war with Russia again soon. If we're not already.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly the world falls apart, isn't it?
Was the world ever together?
But 3 weeks ago, everybody was all hunky-dory in fucking Russia for the Olympics.
Well, because they wanted our money.
And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, we're going to go into this little shit country over here.
Right.
And we're going to cause a panic. And we're going to see what everybody does. What do you think? You think we're going to go to war? You think that's the next thing?
Can we afford to go to war? We're already in a war. Why do we need another one?
Because two is better than one, John.
Not necessarily.
No?
No, I don't think so. I just say put up the goddamn walls and keep everybody out.
But
you
we
blow
can't.
Yourselves. Why? Why can't we?
Because of World War II, we are now the
because,
world police.
Because of the wonderful
because,
things.
Because. Yes. We are the world police. We are the ones who.
But why?
Because we're the superpower.
We're not that super. We're not that super. We're kind of mediocre.
We used to be.
A mediocre power.
We used to be. We're not anymore.
No, not anywhere near it. I mean, just watching Honey Boo Boo will tell you that.
But I mean, we have given ourselves as protector. People look to us. And they want to see how we handle it because we are the superpower that can go up against Russia. And we're just kind of, it's all falling apart now. I don't know why.
Yeah. Don't get me started on how we're all doomed. Doomed, I tell you, doomed.
Although, you know what? I will say, somebody who I'm completely turned around on now.
Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Oh.
No.
Portia de Rossi?
Is the Pope.
Yeah, you think so? You like the Pope?
You know, if I was a religious dude, I'd be very happy that he's kind of the leader, I guess, if that's what you want to call him. I mean, he's like getting rid of all the gold crap that's all around. He's letting people look at the finances of the church. He's taking the bulletproof glass out of the Pope mobile so he could shake hands. He's dropping so F-bombs and speeches. This dude's a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up dude. Like me as an atheist saying that I kind of respect the dude is a lot. I mean, I don't know how you feel. You're the religious one, but
I'm not religious, I'm spiritual.
You're spiritual. Okay, yeah. As a spiritual person that used to be Catholic, how do you feel about the Pope now that you've kind of seen him?
You know, I'm really not paying attention to him. I mean, the last one just turned me off so much that, you know, I mean, for a while I was running against him, so I'm kind of pissed off that he won. You know, I think, you know, next year, next time, next Pope, bumper stickers.
Okay.
What I'm going to do. I'm just going to be down at the Publix slapping bumper stickers on people's cars. John for Pope 2015.
You got it.
However this one lasts, you know, I'm not going to rush it.
You got to get keychains too. I think keychains would
keychains?
Go a long way. Yep.
Really? Okay.
With your face wearing a big white hat?
I think we just make the big white hats and give them to everybody. Why should I be the only one with the big white hat?
Okay.
I get the riddle of the shoes, but I let everybody have the big white hat.
The riddle of the shoes?
Is that
what you said?
No, I get to wear the red shoes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you get the riddle of the shoes. I was like, what the fuck is the riddle of the shoes?
Oh, I can't share that with you. That's a secret. I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed. My God says I'd have to kill you if I told you.
It's weird because who's there?
The shoes.
Shoes who?
The red shoes.
Oh. See, it's weird because a lot of stuff that the Pope does winds up on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because Reddit is a big like atheist community too.
Yeah.
So it's weird that all the stuff of the Pope pops up, but it's interesting every time it does because it always seems like he's making progress. He's for as old school as they said he was going to be, he seems a little progressive to me. And I don't think that's all bad. You know, he seems to say that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Like God has made gay people too. Like, he seems to kind of be a stand-up dude.
You think so?
He seems to be. I mean, he may be diddling little kids in the back. I don't know. But the front that he's putting up seems to be okay. You look perplexed, John.
Well, because I was looking up something on the Pope's red shoes, and I went to a website called Godlike Productions, where it informed me that my IP address has been banned from viewing this website. So there you go.
Wait a minute. What's it called?
Godlikeproductions.com.
Godlike Productions. Let's see if I'm banned too. Oh no, I popped right up.
Up. Whatever.
Well, don't think you know what this is, because the thing says UFOs, conspiracy theories, and lunatic fringe.
Oh, well, I'm too smart to be there. I'm glad you got in.
Well, it's a forum where they have topics like rape is a serious fucking problem.
Oh, well, I'm glad I couldn't get in.
Was Malaysia Flight 370, in fact, GPS terrorism? Black leftists call Obama a sociopath. Blasts left's race obsession. Maybe I do want to be banned from this. How do I get banned? Oh, apparently the fact that milk, eggs, and butter cost more money now is some kind of conspiracy theory.
I believe that.
Do you?
Yes.
All right, so did you watch the Cosmo show?
I did not.
No? Because
I watched,
one of the topics on
the
here...
Cosmo show.
Oh, because one of the topics on here is the new show Cosmos slams religion, and I'm just wondering if that's right.
I don't think it slams religion. I think it questions things in a healthy manner.
Yeah, it questions.
Like all of its stuff does.
Right.
People are too stupid.
Although the new thing on here, and I've read this in other places, so it's not just here, is that apparently cell phones, people are trying to call the cell phones of the passengers on the missing airline.
Yes,
and? They get them to connect, but nobody answers. It's not just going to voicemail like the phones are dead.
Really?
Yeah.
And then sooner or later, somebody's going to answer.
Maybe.
And they're going to be in heaven. Or all you're going to hear is glug, glug, glug. That's pretty bizarre that airline
just
vanished. Vanished. I mean, you think that by the year 2014, we've explored the entire globe, we know where everything is, and there's just so much out there we don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was reading a thing... A couple of years ago, there was another plane crash. There was a French plane that went down in the Atlantic.
Was that Oceanic Air 815?
No.
Oh.
But it was one that went down intact, and there was no debris. They just had a last kind of heading, and it took them 2 years to find it.
And where was it?
It was at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh.
And it was the same deal. Like, there was no pinging from the black box. They didn't have anything to tell them where they were. They did a systematic search for 2 years and found it.
So do you think they were like alive for a while underwater?
Probably not. They're pressurized, but I don't think they're watertight.
So you think at impact, they probably all died.
Depends on how they hit the water. If they were alive, like the plane would probably have to fill with water to sink. And unless you're all knocked out in the time that takes, somebody would have to try to open the doors, I would think. I mean, the weird part is the stolen passports thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how there were passengers on the plane with stolen passports.
And now they think it's a whole network of passport stealing.
Yeah,
stuff.
Because both tickets were bought off the same credit card. Or something, you know. It's just, it's a weird situation. And, you know, the first thing that everybody thinks of when they hear that a plane went missing was, what's it going to crash into?
Right.
But, you know, it never showed up anywhere.
Very bizarre.
Yeah.
Very, very bizarre. 239 passengers. You know, I mean, it's incredible that we could lose something that big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's... If there had been some kind of catastrophic failure, you would have thought there'd be some kind of debris of the plane hitting the water.
Well, and they thought they found a door.
But that was wrong. The oil slick was from a fishing vessel.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just... If it had gone down on land, you would have seen a fireball or something.
You would think you would have seen something.
And apparently it's a really heavily traveled airspace.
Mm-hmm.
So if something had happened, one of the other planes in the area would have probably seen a flash or seen something to let them know that a plane had gone down. It's just gone.
Yeah, I it baffles my mind to think that we could lose something that big. And it wasn't in the middle of the ocean. It was fairly close to land.
Yeah.
You know, between where it was last seen and then where they thought they'd found debris, it was pretty close to the path it had filed. And yeah. Bizarre. I think it was UFOs.
Could be. Could be.
It was UFOs. Yep. I think if it was anything else, I think somebody would have tried to take credit for it already.
If it was like a terrorist attack?
Yeah.
You would think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's just weird. Why go to that trouble just to sit there and not tell anybody I did that?
I don't know.
That plane went down and I helped.
See, but it's funny because now they're all, everybody's just like reaching for anything that they can get their hands on as far as like answers.
Well, and the thing is that in our society where we have so much access to immediate information that they expect immediate answers. And you sometimes can't give them immediate answers.
Right.
You know?
There was a news report filed, I guess it was yesterday, that one of the theories was that the missing plane may have disintegrated mid-flight. It's like you'd still would have large chunks of debris. You'd have...
Well, I believe the word disintegrated means broke into teeny tiny pieces.
Yeah, but you're not going to have the entire thing just vanish into teeny tiny pieces. You'd have bodies floating... No, something would survive. Like, that's a bad choice of words. Something would be floating on the surface of the water if the plane disintegrated.
A tray and a piece of rubber chicken left on it. That's what it would be.
There you go.
Very, very, yeah. I don't know what else to say. It's very sad.
It is.
Very sad. Very, very sad. What a downer to end this week's episode on.
We're not ending it.
It's going to be... Oh. Well, because I was going to bring it back up because
okay,
I got a joke for you.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Okay. So one day Jesus was walking by the pearly gates and St. Peter asked him to watch the gates for a few minutes. Jesus agreed, and in a few minutes, he saw an old man approach. He walked very slowly, had a halting gait, and long white hair and a beard. "How did you spend your life on earth, my son?" asked Jesus. Well, I was a simple carpenter for 60 years, replied the old man. And what do you do? What do you hope to find here in heaven? Asked Jesus. Well, I hope to find my son, said the man. Well, there are millions upon millions of people here. How will you find them? Well, I'll recognize him by the nail holes in his hands and feet, said the old man. Jesus does a double take, thinks for a moment, and says, Father? The old man looks at Jesus and says, Pinocchio? Is that nice. Great?
Nice.
That's nice.
I like that.
It's a nice Jesus joke.
It is.
Yeah. So how are we going to top things off and make things fun?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. We're floundering.
We're
floundering.
Holy shit. What are we going to do?
Okay, so here's something for you.
Okay.
I found this on the net. So it's got to be true.
Oh, of course. Hit me.
It's a poll that asks, who are the douchiest Disney characters?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Number 15, Woody from Toy Story.
I could see that. He was quite a douche.
He was quite a douche. He often called the other toys idiots.
He was very self-centered.
He had hatred for Buzz, and he did everything in his power to bring him down. That's douchey.
Yes.
Simba from The Lion King.
Really?
Well, when he was a little kid, he was a brat, disobeyed his father, lied to his mother, and thought he was better than everyone else around him.
Yeah, that's true.
Douche. What else we got? Ursula. Ursula's douche. Plain and simple. Bad guys are douches.
Yeah.
The stepsisters from Cinderella.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when they destroyed Cinderella's dress. It's kind of douchey.
Very douchey.
Very douchey. Syndrome from The Incredibles.
Yeah.
And he became a douchebag because he wasn't allowed to help fight crime when he was a kid. So he turned into a supervillain. Let that be a lesson to you, parents.
Let your children
fight crime. Yes. Yes. And he also had a pathetic little cape. So that says douchebag.
True.
Cruella de Vil. No capes.
Aladdin. I'm surprised Cruella de Vil isn't upward on the list somewhere.
Closer to number nine. Yeah, she's number nine.
Okay.
Number eight is Aladdin, his Prince Ali.
Okay.
You don't think so? I think it's kind of douchey.
I mean, his entire relationship was built on a lie, but whatever.
Well, yeah. Number seven is the Beast.
Yeah, he's a little douche, yeah.
You know, he was controlling. He's always trying to tell her what to do. Tried to force her to fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Douche. Cusco. It's David Spader. It's a douche. You don't need anything else.
Yes. Yes. My daughter loves the second one, Krunk's New Groove.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't like when he shows up.
Cusco
shows up.
Yeah. Yeah. King Triton from The Little Mermaid.
Because he doesn't want her to go up to meet the humans?
He tore through her cave of treasures and destroyed everything she loved the most. Plus, he's always swimming around without a shirt on. So, that just says douche.
Yeah, but he's built. He's like the situation.
He still says douche. Thank you. And the situation is a douchebag.
That's right.
Number two is a tie.
Oh, okay.
Between Stinky Pete and Lotso, Toy Stories 2 and 3.
I would have to give it to Lotso because Stinky Pete, while he was wrong in what he did, he had an ulterior motive for it.
His own salvation?
Well, no, he wanted them all to be together. He just went about it the wrong way.
He was misunderstood. I think most douchebags are misunderstood, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
No? You want to know who the number one Disney douchebag is?
Is Take it a good guy or a bad guy?
It's a bad guy. It's a bad guy.
Is it from Disney or Pixar?
From Disney.
From Disney.
He has his own song.
The bad guy from Hunchback.
Nope.
No. King Louie.
Nope.
No. I have no idea.
Gaston.
Really? Okay.
He has a song about himself. How could he not be a douchebag?
Well, I guess.
He is the douchiest Disney character. Now, I mean, we know some douchey Disney characters. We just can't name them here. Or maybe we can. There's...
I think we can get away with it.
No. We would never mention those people.
No, never. Not us.
Protect their anonymity.
Yeah. Even though they're douchebags.
Well, you know, sometimes I think like the most interesting man in the world, douchebag.
Yeah.
It just, you know, douchebag.
Although sharks have a whole week of his programming.
You think so?
Yes. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Well, you could just watch TLC, which is like douchebags 24 hours a day.
Yes. The Learning Channel, started by NASA. See, bringing it back around.
What? Hey! That was good.
So nice NASA job. NASA is responsible for Honey Boo Boo, is basically their one misstep in all this.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah. You know, they're not in charge of the channel now, but they
but
did
it's
start
their
it.
Fault that they didn't keep it.
They started down the path to the dark side.
Sure.
See? It all comes back around.
Yes.
All right. Well, on that note, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to us on Stitcher. Rate us on iTunes. If you rate us on iTunes, we get more visible. You don't even have to comment. All you have to do is hit the little stars thing. That's it. That's all we need. More the better. Five. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Did you hear the one about the dyslexic agnostic insomniac?
No.
He stayed up all night wondering about the existence of DOG. Ba-dum-bum.